Today's affiliate sponsor is Solo.to. Nothing frustrates me more than taking the time to record videos for social media and saying, check the link up in my bio, only to realize that I forgot to update the link. I just keep thinking about all of those people who went to the page to look at my bio only to be disappointed. Solo.to is a versatile link that you can use in your social media bios and everywhere to better connect your audience across any platform. Add all of your links, social media accounts, and contact buttons to one beautifully responsive page. With Solo.to, you can embed videos and podcasts right on your page, and they automatically update when you post new episodes. It's truly amazing. Gone are the days where I have to add each episode link to my bio. I know that once it's published, it's everywhere. I can even get analytics on what clicks got the most pages or pages got the most clicks. You know what I'm saying. If you need an example, check out my solo.to page linked in all of my social media bios, especially Instagram at DJ Treacy Treese. Never miss a click or a client. Try solo.to today. Click the link in the show notes to receive 10% off of your membership. Let's get to today's show.
You are listening to your auntie's favorite DJ, DJ Treacy Treese.
What's going on? It's DJ Treacy Treese, and I am back like I never left. Happy Tuesday to everybody who's out there, and I thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to What the Pod. What the Pod is a podcast that recommends new shows for you to listen to. Now, we jumping right into our three podcasts for today. The first podcast is called The Goop Podcast. And I know if you've been following me for a while, a couple weeks back, I just went over the Sex, Love, and Goop from Netflix with Gwyneth Paltrow. I had watched that show, and then there was a corresponding podcast episode that went with it. But what I didn't know was that Goop had their own separate podcast, The Goop Podcast. So I don't know if you guys are watching TV and movies and stuff, and then you find out that something has a podcast, and then you're like, oh crap, I can continue my conversation here, or my thought pattern here, or continue to consume the content, but just in podcast form. I love it, love it, love it so much. Now, the specific episode that I am suggesting that we listen to together is entitled Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay Shetty, Becoming the Next Iteration of Yourself. And that title is what got me, because I think oftentimes as we become adults, a lot of people use the excuse of, you know, it's just me. Everybody knows who I am. They know who I am. You know how. You know what I mean? You just constantly say and give yourself the excuse to continue to be the same old trash-ass version of yourself. But in your adult life, you can actually learn from other people, go to classes. You know, even YouTube is out there. There's all kind of self, you know, discovery methods out there for you to become a better version of yourself and to show up differently for yourself in different ways. Now, it's my understanding that the Goop organization is a more sexual health kind of based, sexual freedom kind of based organization. But listen to this actual episode description. It might do some justice for you. It says, the relationship you have with yourself will always be the best relationship you could ever have in the world, says Jay Shetty. Just that sentence alone makes me think that they're going to be talking about some things that aren't, you know, sexual based, but are about improving the overall quality of your life. I wholeheartedly agree with this statement, Jay. I think that every relationship in your life you choose, including your family relationship, because you're born into that family, but once you become of age, you can move on, you can disassociate with any other relationship in your life, but you can never quit yourself. You can't split yourself from your consciousness, and it's best to nurture your relationship with yourself over every other relationship in your life. And that's including parents, children, anything, right? You have to deal with yourself on a day-to-day basis. You can choose to deal with everybody else outside that. Now, continuing the description, it says, the purpose coach and author of Think Like a Monk joined Gwyneth Paltrow on stage in Goop Health. They talked about redirection, finding stillness in discomfort, and why knowing ourselves intimately gives us more grace to engage with others. Hello? If you know what your triggers are, you know when somebody's setting you up to put you in a triggering situation, you can take control of the situation and not respond at all, or respond differently, or involve other parties to help you get through the situation in the way that you know that you need to best serve yourself. So I'm listening to this podcast today. I'm also going to cover it on What the Pod Recap so we can listen in a little bit on it. Definitely listen to this one if you're looking to explore a little bit more about yourself. Again, this is the Goop Podcast, Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay Shetty, becoming the next iteration of yourself. Love it, love it, love it. All right, moving on to the second podcast that I'm listening to today. This one's a short one. It's like What the Pod, which is just a quick daily check-in with you to let you know I give you podcasts to listen to. But this one is called Daily Quote, and it gives you a nice little quote just to kind of go through your day. It's a Spotify original, so if you don't have Spotify, you can't listen to it without ads. The episode that I'm listening to is called Moshe Davis, Rabbi. The episode description reads, today's quote from the American rabbi and scholar Moshe Davis is a spark of wisdom for when you start to doubt your own power. So listening to this after the Goop podcast is really like learning what your power is, and then give you a quote to continue. I didn't mean to throw it out there like that. These episodes all came out this week. But man, I think I'm gonna actually follow this podcast, because it's a two minute podcast that just gives you a quote of the day. I'm down for that. I can do that. And sometimes, you know, it might be the quote that you need or something that resonates well with you. So definitely check out the Daily Quote. It's by Parcast, and the episode that's linked below is entitled Moshe Davis, Rabbi. Now, the last podcast that I am listening to today was actually recommended to me by Spotify, and I try not to take too many of the Spotify recommendations because it knows my history and it's going to keep giving me Spotify originals that kind of match that, and I want to keep a huge net around. But oftentimes I do take it because it's a new podcast that's going to be jumping, so I need to at least hear one or two episodes of it. This one is called Cover Story. The season is called Power Trip. Now, before I read the episode description, I want to read the actual podcast description. It says, we all want relief, and now more than ever, we're finding it in psychedelics. Okay. Now more than ever, we are finding it in psychedelics. I think in the past, in the 50s and 60s, we have found it in psychedelics, but the government made it illegal because, you know, the war on drugs and all of that kind of situation. I think that it's phenomenal. We're now getting access to all of this research that had been done previously. And I've watched Netflix and different ones on Hulu too, just documentaries about different fungus and how it actually helps us and how the earth is actually trying to cleanse us of disease. So this is right up my alley. It says, from underground parties to Silicon Valley, microdosing and psychedelic therapy have officially hit the mainstream. Mainstream, I don't know, but people like me are starting to talk about it now. I would say I'm an early adopter on things, especially like knowing that they're coming back on the trends, but I can see where they're going with that. But in the rush for legalization, are we overlooking a pattern of deception and abuse among some of the movement's leaders? Now I need to know some of that. This is why I wanted to tune into that, because I want to see if the story is really being manipulated, if it does what it says it does. I know a lot of people have who have personal experience with microdosing shrooms, who've got major breakthroughs in their life and never would have guessed it. And I watched a couple documentaries with like people from the military who suffer like from PTSD and things like that, just to really break outside of their consciousness. I'm a fan. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to a little bit of this on my episode on Friday as well, on What the Pod Recaps. So you want to check that out. That's Friday at 4 p.m. PST, which is Pacific Standard Time. So it's about 5, 6, 7 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. And I basically just listen to all the podcasts that I was going through for the week and give you my highlights. But that is a live stream. It's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and it is on Twitch. All of the links are in my show description. So if you want to check that out, check that out with me. The episode that I'm checking out for the Cover Story podcast is again called Cover Story Power Trip. This is just the trailer, but the next episode, it's already out. It says, I see a shit show. So We want to check that one out. Thank y'all so much for joining me. That is my show for today. Please listen to all these podcasts with me and let me know what you think about it on social media. I appreciate you as always for joining me on What the Pod. And I go by the name of DJ Treacy Tree Show, Auntie's favorite DJ, and now your fairy pod mother. It would mean the world to me if you would get on Apple Podcasts, scroll all the way to the bottom, hit the 5 stars, and then leave me some kind words. That helps me to trend around the world, honestly. As one of my podcasts is number 3 in Malawi, which is phenomenal. Thank y'all so much for liking, sharing, and all of that. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at DJ Treacy Trees. That's DJ TRICEY TRICE. I'll see you right back here tomorrow with more podcasts for you to listen to.